Business News.
How airlines make their money.
How much did you pay for your last flight? What about all the extras? A new report by analysts IdeaWorks shows that airlines made £18 billion last year, charging passengers for add-ons, twice as much as 3 years ago.
So what are these extras? Well, they include the prices you pay for in-flight food and drinks, as well as charges for paying for tickets by credit card, reserving a seat, getting an upgrade, and penalties for not having printed your boarding pass. Airlines also get commission from car rental firms and hotels that they recommend to their passengers.
Another important source of revenue comes from frequent flyer programs, FFPs. As a customer, you can earn miles every time you fly, and then convert these into free airline tickets, or use the miles at restaurants or hotels.
For the airlines, there are several benefits. Firstly, the program is great for creating customer loyalty. But on top of that, airlines also get money from credit card companies, hotels, supermarket chains, and restaurants, who buy air miles for their own loyalty programs. For example, if you accumulate enough points on your supermarket loyalty card, you can exchange these for airline flights.
So, which airlines are making the most from all the extras? The winner is Aussie-based Qantas, which earns £37 per passenger. They're followed by AirAsia X, £28.86 per passenger, Korean Air, £28.82, Virgin Atlantic, £18.95, and Jetstar, £18.42. In a table of the top 10 airlines in Europe, Jet2.com came top at £30.15. Surprisingly, Ryanair was sixth on the list, making just £11 per customer last year, which accounts for 22% of their income.
Next time you buy an airline ticket, remember to take account of all the extras you might have to pay.
Fast fact. Qantas is Australia's largest airline and the oldest continuously operated airline in the world. It's nicknamed the Flying Kangaroo.